I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to see the best of America, you need look no further than Army Captain Humayun Khan. He was born in the United Arab Emirates. He moved to Maryland as a small child. He later graduated from the University of Virginia before enlisting in the United States Army. In June 2004, he was serving in Iraq. One day, while his infantry unit was guarding the gates of their base, a suspicious vehicle appeared. Captain Khan told his troops to get back, but he went forward. He took 10 steps toward the car before it exploded. Captain Khan was killed, but his unit was saved by his courageous act. Captain Khan was posthumously awarded the Bronze Star and Purple Heart. He was just 27 years old. We still wonder what made him take those 10 steps, Khan's father said in a recent interview. Maybe that's the point, he went on. Where all the values, all the service to country, all the things he learned in this country kicked in. It was those values that made him take those 10 steps. Those 10 steps told us we did not make a mistake in moving to this country, his father finished. It's time to stand up and say, we are Americans. We will not turn on each other or turn on our principles. That's what we do here. That's who we are. That's how we will win. That's the America that I know makes us all so proud to be a part of. Thank you all very much.
Please welcome Kaiser Khan from Charlottesville, Virginia.
And prayers are with our veterans and those who serve today. Tonight we are honored to stand here as parents of Captain Humayun Khan and as patriotic American Muslims. Patriotic American Muslims with undivided loyalty to our country. Like many immigrants, we came to this country empty-handed. We believed in American democracy, that with hard work and goodness of this country, we could share in and contribute to its blessings. We are blessed to raise our three sons in a nation where they were free to be themselves and follow their dreams. Our son, Humayun, had dreams too of being a military lawyer, but he put those dreams aside. The day he sacrificed his life to save the lives of his fellow soldiers. Hillary Clinton was right when she called my son the best of America. If it was up to Donald Trump, he never would have been in America. Donald Trump consistently smears the character of Muslims. He disrespects other minorities, women, judges, even his own party leadership. He vows to build walls and ban us from this country. Donald Trump, you're asking Americans to trust you with their future. Let me ask you, have you even read the United States Constitution? I will gladly lend you my copy. In this document, look for the words liberty and equal protection of law. Have you ever been to Arlington Cemetery? Go look at the graves of brave patriots who died defending United States of America. You will see all faiths, genders, and ethnicities. You have sacrificed nothing, and no one we cannot solve our problems by building walls, sowing division. We are stronger together, and we will keep getting stronger when Hillary Clinton becomes our president. In conclusion, I ask every patriot American, all Muslim immigrants, and all immigrants to not take this election lightly. This is a historic election, and I request to honor the sacrifice of my son. And on election day, take the time to get out and vote. And vote for the healer. Vote for the strongest, most qualified candidate, Hillary Clinton, not the divider. God bless you. Thank you.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.